Our next composer used the pen name Poldovsky. She was born Irina Regina Wieniawska, the daughter of the famous Polish violinist and composer Henryk Wieniawski and his wife Isabel Hampton. Born in Brussels in 1879, shortly before her father died, she lived until 1932. When she was 9 years old, she composed an Oriental suite. She studied at the Brussels Conservatory and then in London and in Paris. Her works, especially her songs, enjoyed considerable success early in the century. Her suite for woodwinds, her nocturne for orchestra, and her work for piano and orchestra all received London performances. In 1921, she traveled to the United States, giving concerts to promote her compositions. With the exception of a few songs, all of her works are now out of print. Another forgotten composer of considerable worth. But we'll bring her into the light now. These settings of Verlaine were once compared favorably to those of Fauré and Debussy. I think they're really beautiful. Laura Lynn Kolb is the soprano in this recording, and Don McMahon, the pianist. As time permits, I'll read some of the words to each song. Columbine, Leander the Foolish, Pierrot, who with a hop of suspicion leaps the bush, Cassandra beneath his pointed hood, Arlequin also, this swindler so whimsical in foolish costumes, his eyes shining under his mask. Do, mi, sol, mi, fa, everyone come, laugh, sing, and dance before the beautiful wicked child, where perverse eyes, as the green eyes of cats, guard her feminine charms and say, hands off. Oh,